going to read this story to you. Outcry as China Zoo feeds live donkey to tigers in bizarre protest.
Protest against what?
Yeah, just wait to hear this. So funny how it starts. Dude. A boardroom dispute ended in carnage.
It's the Tokyo Partners, yeah, dude.
Tokyo Partners. Wait to hear what the Tokyo Partners did.
They didn't like the little model condominiums, dude.
Wait to hear what the Tokyo Partners did.
Oh, my God.
A boardroom dispute ended in carnage when a live donkey was thrown into a tiger enclosure in a zoo in eastern China. Visitors watched in horror on Monday afternoon when the animal was hauled out of the back of a truck and thrown to a pair of hungry tigers by a group of men in Shangzhou in Jiangsu Province. Dude,
Hold on. So there was a business dispute. There was
a business.
So each is a business. So you're telling me the one party had tigers ready to go. The other party had a donkey just in case shit went wrong.
One party was the zoo.
Okay. And what?
I think what happened was guys tried to bring a donkey and they were like, "You got to buy this from us." And they were like, "No, donkeys are no good." And they were like, "Fuck it, dude." They backed their truck up to the tiger enclosure and tossed it in.
It's like the Chinese Godfather, dude. The guy woke up with a donkey head in his bed. Ooh. Oh, coming from the tiger cage.
The men were reportedly led by an investor into the zoo who was involved in a dispute with the managers. The argument was reported to be about poor returns. The zoo said that the donkey was tossed into the enclosure in a fit of rage and apologized to onlookers, promising that there would never be a repeat of the incident. In a graphic video, which has since gone viral in China, one of the tigers leapt onto the donkey's back. It was pushed into a moat. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It got pushed into a moat, and the other one clawed the back of its head.
Witnesses
said the men had also attempted to... Oh, hold on, this is great. Witnesses said the men had attempted to take the donkey along with several other animals out of the park so that they could sell them. However, after they were stopped by security, the men decided to feed the animals to tigers.
Holy fuck.
After the donkey was hauled in, staff and visitors to the zoo reportedly rushed to stop the men from pushing a sheep into the tiger enclosure.
They just started going off.
They were like, fuck it, if we're not allowed to sell these... We're just throwing them in, dude.
Oh, that's one way to get people to
this. This is my
zoo.
Favorite part of this. Onlookers said they were alerted to what was happening when one of the tigers roared and described the scene as bloody.
The scene was very pretty. So, dude, I bet the people who work there are mopping the shit out of that fucking zoo right now. They're not fucking around. So they're arguing about the sales at the zoo.
So yeah.
They're like, we need to sell more popcorn. Some guy was like, fuck it, and pushed a donkey into the tiger tank. We need to sell more stuffed alligators.
So what? Oh, God, dude.
We need to sell more beanie babies.
The beanie babies are not a serious very good. Beanie babies are not a serious very good.
Fucking Kim Jong just threw a fucking donkey in the tank.
Backing a truck up and just tossing live animals.
Who was the dude with the sheep who was like, well, I wanted to see this sheep get eaten for a while and just fucking chucked that in?
No, it was the same partners, dude. The Tokyo Partners. The Tokyo Partners, it sounds like they tried to... What did I just fucking say?
They're probably trying to build condominiums at the zoo and they had their model condominiums like, oh, no, this is fucking... Like, we don't want a condominium. It's bad for the
business. I think the fucking chick from Helium woke up covered in sushi. It was like, what the fuck is this? And then the Tokyo Partners were like, a meeting is over. Started throwing fucking barnyard animals at tigers.
Dude, China's fucking lit.
The only reason I think this category could work for us as a reoccurring theme is because I remember a while ago I was reading a news story that was covering the fact that Asian people kept falling off.
That's already funny. Don't even say anything else. It's hilarious.
They kept dying at Wonders of the World because they kept trying to take selfies and they would fall.
Oh my God.
Like there was a guy who fell off the world's tallest waterfall in South America.
Trying to get that selfie?
He's trying to get a selfie and he fell.
They just can't resist
it. It was like Zhang Sui fell 2,500 feet. It was like such a ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Like, he had so much time to be like, oh.
The fucking sound of air through his hair. Just the sound of air through his bowl cut. Just he's just snapping selfies all the way down. Like, oh. Those, Jesus Christ, that's insane. Dude,
can you imagine being at a zoo and the Tokyo Partners and just back up a fucking F-150? Back up an F-150 with a donkey on it, and they're like, "Our business is now concluded. Not a good business is very concluded. A Dude, donkey."
There was probably so many sons that were just forced to watch by their fathers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you will pay attention. It's a good arresting arrive. Just grab their fucking bowl cut and fucking force them to the tiger tank.
Also, imagine how much of an atrocity, an animal atrocity, needs to be before Asians step in and are like, wait, they stopped that sheep. I can't believe they stopped that sheep.
I know. Well, someone...
Dude, tossing a sheep into a fucking tiger pit sounds like what happens in fucking China every day.
Every day. Someone probably wanted that sheep. It wasn't about... They were probably like, oh, that's a good meat. And they fucking snagged it. So what the proteins? Dude, I had to read a story in college. There's a writer, Ha Jin, and it was called Cowboy Chicken Comes to Town. And it was all about a, like, basically KFC opening up in China. Yeah. The whole story is about this guy being like, oh, there's so much protein here. Like, working there was a huge deal. And if you worked there, you were elite. Yeah, because you got to eat protein every day.
Damn.
There's so much animal protein.
Damn, dude.
They're just nibbling fried chicken
all day.
That's
like a culture where being fat is still, like, respected.
You get a pot belly, you're the shit.
Yeah, that's true, though.
We got to roll over there.
I got to fucking get
in there.
I'm
getting fat.
Also, if you're white in China, you're the fucking man.
Yeah, 100%.
I watched a sick-ass thing on Vice.
About being white in China?
Yeah, they have, like, dudes that, like, are hired. They have dudes that are hired to, like, speak for, like... medical, like, they're like, here's a, and then now a white man to speak about the benefits of a new pill, and a fucking white dude will come out and be like some guy from like fucking Boston is like, yeah, it's a good pill.
That's,
and all the
so
Asians like, oh, very good.
That's so funny. I wonder if you're white over there, if they let you cut the fucking ribbon for like the donkey ceremony.
It's, I swear to God, that's what they do.
Some white guy definitely cut the ribbon before they fucking threw the donkey in the tiger
tank. That's not the first time I've heard of this.